News, weather, sports, and more. It's Drive Time Live with Mark Hahn on KSCJ.
All right, we are back. 48 degrees last look, but there is a winter weather advisory in effect. Starting at 6 a.m. until midnight tomorrow. I know South Sioux has even an odd street parking. That's going to go from basically 6 a.m. tomorrow till 6 a.m. Saturday. Our man at KCAU 9 says he's sticking with 4 inches here, but it won't be starting in earnest until afternoon or so. What's the forecast for Chicago, Matt Rosenberg?
Unfortunately, the forecast is bloody with more of the same to come. It's not looking good here. With intermittent organized looting raids on Michigan Avenue.
That's terrible. You know, somebody was telling me Cabrini Green is no longer there, right?
Virtually all of the major public housing high-rises were torn down years ago, with maybe a few exceptions, but all that population dispersed. What remained of it in Chicago, which was a lot of people, dispersed to the neighborhoods, and that's been one reason for the crime in our neighborhoods. A lot of those folks were involved in gangs, drugs, and violence, and the projects were kind of inhumane in many ways. At first, it was thought, this would be a form of social progress to stack lower income individuals in high rises. But of course, it was really back in those days we had actual systemic racism, and the first Mayor Daley was behind the projects and using construction of expressways to keep blacks out of white neighborhoods. There's a lot of water under the bridge here, but I bring that up to highlight that now things have changed, and to keep falling back on systemic racism, systemic racism, as an explanation for the black-on-black violence that is tearing Chicago apart is just really wrong. But that's what our Mayor Lori Lightfoot does. Every problem that we have is explained by her in terms of systemic racism. So we've got a really wretched political dialogue around race and responsibility. And in the meantime, we have an awful lot of people living right. I went down into the South Side and talked to a lot of black and Latino people for my book. And, 95% of people are living their life on the up and up. We're suffering from a tyranny of the minority here, but there's just a huge cost to it that grows every day.
Matt Rosenberg is my guest, and Matt, he's the author of the book, What Next, Chicago? Notes of a Pissed Off Native Son. Chicago's always had that reputation of being kind of a violent town, going back to the old mob days and Al Capone. Mm-hmm. It always has, but it has taken a different turn in Chicago. And you mentioned Mayor Lori Lightfoot. I just saw her this morning. It was on Fox. Blaming store owners for the smash and grab crimes that were happening on the Miracle Mile there on Michigan Avenue. I mean, it's just crazy. And again, systemic racism. That's the fallback line of anything. You want to explain something? It's systemic racism.
Mm-hmm. This latest twist where she's blaming the shop owners, she keeps coming up with reasons not to look in the mirror. We have failed political leadership here. It was also interesting to note, under questioning from reporters just the other day in City Hall about the weekend disorder we had here just this last weekend, where teenagers were beating up a bus driver, and this is only the latest in a series of attacks on bus or train operators who run our public transit system. And that in itself is as deeply disturbing almost as any of the other things that are going on. She said, finally, parents have to raise their children right. And I thought, oh my gosh, she actually said that, because I've been urging her to say that for ages now. But then she also said, and these young men and women who do these kinds of things, who participate in organized looting raids on stores who, you know, gather for what they call wildings downtown. They're activated through Twitter, usually. They need to be held accountable, and they will be held accountable. And, you know, that's where I choked on my kielbasa, Mark, because accountability is something that just doesn't happen here. And we've got a broken court system, not just the mayor making excuses. It's our Cook County State's Attorney, Kim Fox, and our Cook County Chief Judge, Tim Evans.
Yeah.
And it's the Cook County Circuit Court judges who are elected by we the people, unthinkingly elected, because we don't really look at who they are and we don't look at their records. All of these people are responsible, too. We have something called bail reform that I'm sure you've heard of.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like organized looting run by criminal street gangs for profit, not because anyone's hungry, because it's how they choose to make their money. You know, all of these things are enabled by our political class and bail reform. People who are arrested for violent crimes are let out on low cash or no cash bail. They go right out and do the same thing again then. Too often. Not always.
Yeah, same thing just happened in New York when they burned down the Christmas tree in the Fox Plaza. You know, it wasn't an actual tree. It was an iron frame with a lot of, you know, decorations and boughs, you know, like greenery in it. But a guy, he's no angel. He has a record, came by with matches and newspaper. But by the time security guards tackled him, it was too late. It was already up in flames. But that guy, from what I heard, he was basically let out of jail almost immediately after he was put into jail for it. This is, again, if you want to look at anything that's systemic, and I hate the term systemic racism, it's not. Mm-hmm. This country is not a systemically racist country. The other side wants you to believe that. It's not. But you have George Soros funding these prosecutors, funding a lot of the legal teams in many of the cities, not only Chicago, but many cities. George Soros behind it. He and our own Vice President Kamala Harris, isn't she the one that was trying to raise funds to get criminals out of jail after they burned down businesses?
I'm not sure about that last part, but I can say that George Soros might as well be funding our colleges and universities based on what's taught there. And I think at the root of all of this is a deep, deep discomfort with what are euphemistically called disparate outcomes or disparities. And mm-hmm. I know you've heard that phrase. Yeah. You know, man is imperfect. There are always going to be different outcomes because inputs are always different. We need to work on equalizing the inputs, meaning more two-parent households, you know, meaning politicians use their bully pulpit to advocate for responsible and engaged parenting and to let parents know that society will put them on the hook, hold them accountable for what their sons especially do.
Well, we saw
we
that.
We don't
here.
Have that.
We saw that
yeah,
just
we
recently.
We don't have that at all.
Yeah, we saw that recently in Wisconsin. You know, that they're being held responsible, and that's the way it should be. You know, the parents are culpable, as the case would be. Yeah, you know, you mentioned the train, you know, the L, the trains and the cabs, that they're getting harassed. It's kind of funny you mention that. You have a history of driving yellow cab in Chicago as well.
I drove a limousine for a guy named Tony Ribaldo, I kid you not. And I drove a yellow cab when I was a young man during a time out from college. And it got me motivated to move on to bigger and better things. But it was good, hard work, good, honest work. And I got to see a lot of the city. And, you know, I lived here for 30 years, Mark. And, you know, I came here as a little wet behind the ears kid in 1964. I left in 1994 with my lovely wife, moved to Seattle. I really know how to pick them. First Chicago, then Seattle. And I watched in great dismay, you know, and I always came back. Great friends here, family here. I watched in great dismay in 2020 as the whole nation you know, devolved into chaos, but nowhere more so than my old hometown of Chicago. So I moved back and, you know, went deep into the South Side to talk to Black people and Latinos in their homes and workplaces. And, you know, one thing I learned was that conservative values, you know, are strong, are thriving.
Absolutely.
In Black and Latino communities. And there's a huge gulf between what, you know, BLM says and what people are saying in Black communities. So there's an emphasis on faith and family. They want more police and better police. And they want the revolving door in the so-called criminal justice system to stop spinning. We've got a social justice system now in many of our big cities, the Soros cities, mm-hmm. you might unfortunately call them. There's no criminal justice.
Well, you know, Matt, it could have been worse. You could have moved to Portland. Portland, Oregon. Another one.
You know, yeah. I was in Portland this summer. And,
oh, no. And you came out alive?
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing. Even Portland and Chicago, too, even since I've been back here. So there's what I call a duality in all of these cities. Now, downtown Portland, it's a Mad Max world. They have literally put up fences around the parks to keep out the homeless people because their problem is so bad. Similarly, an aside, here in Chicago, they're contemplating this coming weekend raising the bridges over the Chicago River to keep bad actors out of the main shopping district. It's like giving up, like in Portland,
yeah,
with the fences around the parks. But in all of these cities, here's the duality, Mark. There's still greatness here. And if you get outside of downtown Portland, absolutely beautiful city. Parks, hiking paths, beautiful shopping districts. You know, the total opposite of this sort of dysphoria and dysfunctionality that you see near downtown Portland. Seattle, where I also live, same deal. Chicago, you know, the history here, the music, jazz, blues, the architecture, the intellectual firepower, you know, the market exchanges, the commodities exchange, the Merck, they've changed a lot. You know, their physical presence mm-hmm. is barely evident anymore. But all the innovation that has occurred in this city, all the firepower, you know, it's still here. There's still beautiful neighborhoods. Problem now, you know, you never know who's going to jump out of a car with a gun to take your phone and wallet, or maybe just, you know, start shooting randomly. A 71-year-old grandfather shot dead in Chinatown, an immigrant who moved here with pennies in his pocket, made success as a restaurant operator in the suburbs, lived in the heart of the city, shot dead in cold blood, 23 shots fired. This is last Tuesday. Man arrested.
We get these stories all the time here.
I know.
Matt Rosenberg is my guest. You know, one thing about raising those bridges across the Chicago River, that means everybody's going to have to loot the Continental Hotel or Trump Tower over on that side of the river there, too. So Matt Rosenberg is the author of What Next, Chicago? Notes of a Pissed Off Native Son. Matt, it's been a pleasure to talk with you, too, and hopefully we'll get some sanity back very, very soon. It's been enjoyable talking with you, Matt, and look forward to it, folks. Go pick up the book. It'd make a great stocking stuffer, if anything, just to get Matt's viewpoint on this all. Matt Rosenberg, thank you for being my guest on Drive Time Live.
Hey, it's a pleasure. They can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble online to find the book.